It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How often do your kids or even your husband say, "No, I won't eat that, not happening"? Well, how in the heck do you change their minds, or at least open their minds, to taking a bite of broccoli, kale, or even that piece of fish? Well, we have the perfect guest to answer that question. It would be Kristen Hewitt. She's a mommyinsports.com and has figured all this out with her family, and especially her kids. Kristen, it's so great to have you here in our kitchen today. And like,
oh, thanks
us,
for having me.
It's so great to have you. And when I saw you, and then I saw some things on your website, it was clear that you've actually had that frustration as well. When your kids say, "No way, Jose, that's not going in my mouth," but you figured it out. When did the
I'm not sure I figured it out exactly, but we're definitely a work in progress, and we're getting there.
I think it is always a work in progress. That's awesome. But what was your first step? And you said, "Oh man, I just can't. I've got to find a solution here." Where did you go first with that?
Well, you know what happened is I made the cutest little breakfast bear toast for my then 4 and 1 year old. It was toast with peanut butter and little bananas and berries shaped like a teddy bear's face on my daughter's plate. And she cried for a good 20 minutes and wouldn't even try it. And at that point, I just was so frustrated. I wrote a piece called 5 Reasons Why Childbirth is Easier Than Feeding Your Kids. And I thought there's got to be a way to get them to try new foods without crying over it. So I decided to try one new food a week. I did a lot of research, and I read what all the different bloggers and nutritionists had said. And, you know, I wanted to let my kids be part of it. They can go to the store and help me pick out the foods. They can help me cook. But we have to get out of the chicken nugget rut and just get them at least trying new foods.
So what was the first one that first breakthrough? What food was it? Broccoli or was it?
No, you know what? Broccoli is still my arch nemesis. It is our kryptonite. I've done everything with broccoli. Sprinkles. I've even put sprinkles on broccoli, and they still won't try it. But they'll try it, but they immediately spit it out and pretend like they're throwing up. But you know, I started with fruits because you know kids like fruits. So I started with fruits they'd never tried before. You know, we'd had peaches in syrup, but I wanted them to have a real peach and feel the fuzz and see what it looks like with a pit inside. And then we tried plums and star fruit and kiwi. And once they got a handle on that, I went to different vegetables. But the key for me was to serve the vegetables like anything else. So instead of making spaghetti and meatballs, I made spaghetti squash and meatballs, and they liked it. So, you know, sometimes we hide the food. I do make breakfast smoothies for them every day, and I hide avocado and spinach in their smoothies every day. But for the most part, they know what they're eating.
And I think that's the key, you know. You're right about that. Maybe at first, you don't have to come right offhand and say, "Here, honey, drink this avocado smoothie." It may not be, you know, but you can make a fun name for it and kind of get them to try it the first time. But then with time, letting them know that that's what they're drinking and how good it is, helping them make that association between, wow, this is good for me and it tastes really good. This is fantastic.
Well, you know what, Carolina? I didn't even hide the avocado. I showed them, "Listen, I'm making you a smoothie. It's going to have yogurt. It's going to have bananas and berries, but I'm going to put a half an avocado in." And they drink it, and they didn't taste a difference. So I think that kind of helps them learn that new foods don't have to taste bad. You know, I always started with fruits and then vegetables. And then at the end, I started adding in proteins. And what's really interesting is my now 6-year-old, who would never touch meat, is eating fish. She's eating shrimp. She's eating steak. So it is working, but there are some that are just harder. And I think parents just need to remember not to get too frustrated, because every child goes through a different stage. They don't like a certain texture. They might not like right now, my 3-year-old, I call her my three-nager. She's going through a smell phase. Anything that smells funny, she walks out of the kitchen. She used to love scrambled eggs every morning. Now she smells them and walks away. So I think parents just have to be consistent and keep trying. And let the kids be part of it, too. If you respect your kids and respect their emotions and let them be part of it, I mean, they get excited, too. They love going to the store now, and now they want to try dragon fruit just because it looks cool at the store. So now they're kind of getting into it and learning about it as well.
That's fantastic. But so kind of go through us, kind of walk us through the steps. So when you pick a new food, suppose this week you picked a peach, for example, do you serve it every day for a week? And if they don't like it the first way, you make it in a different way? Or how do we approach this? Do we keep, you know, consistent the whole week? Or do you, after 2 days that they didn't like it, give up and kind of go back to that food maybe in a few weeks?
I apologize, I'm coughing. I have a little bit of cold. You know, everyone has a different way of doing it. A friend of mine does that. She'll do peaches, and she'll do, you know, just raw, you know, just a regular peach one day, and then the next day she'll make a peach muffin. And then the day after that she'll grill them, and she tries it different ways. She'll chop it up and put it in like a peach and mango salsa. So she was trying it several different ways. I personally would just sprinkle it in here and there. You really have to do what's best for your kids. Some people recommend doing it by color, too, just picking a certain color food for the week. So if you're going to pick orange, you could do peaches and carrots. I think you just have to feel out your kids and see what's best for your family. But for me, we make it a game, and we meal plan on Sundays as a family, and I show them pictures and cookbooks and what do you want to try, and then we go to the store and we pick out our food together, and then on the night we're going to try our one new food. I make sure that I have something on their plates that both of them are going to like. So if it's a new protein, I at least have a veg and a fruit that I know they're going to love. You know what I mean? So I don't want to make it too daunting. Like, I don't want to give them broccoli and steak stir fry with a new kind of rice where they're just like overwhelmed and, you know, I think everyone should start with fruits and then go to vegetables and then try muffins too, you know, like baking your vegetables, baking your zucchini into muffins. I think that really helps as well. So kids learn that it's not so bad.
Okay. And does that start basically once they transition to finger foods? So basically at what, around 2 years old is when most likely this process would begin. I know a lot from myself with young kids. When they were eating baby food, they ate everything. I mean, there was no problem. I could put anything I wanted and they ate it. And then once it transitioned to them being able to pick up the food and look at it and do things on their own, then the picky started to come out and like, oh, I'll take this, but not. So I'm just wondering if that's the same for everybody, if that's usually when
A lot of people say start as you mean to go, and this is in every part of an aspect of parenting. So, you know, if you are starting with baby food, start with the vegetables first, right? Don't start with the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I found that even my 1 and 2-year-olds would eat anything I gave them. It was once they hit 3 and got a little more independent and developed their own palates and textures, that's when they changed. But I would say start as you mean to go and start this as early as you can and really start introducing them to spices and flavors, because the more they're introduced to and the more variety they have, I think the more open-minded they'll be to try new things.
Oh, that's such a good point. So many parents kind of shy away from spices and herbs and think their kids are supposed to eat plain food. And really, as a dietitian, I keep telling, you don't want to add sugar or salt, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be adding spices and herbs. I love adding cinnamon to applesauce, for example. I mean, right? It's a brand new flavor.
Yeah,
and it's
cinnamon.
Still healthy,
you know,
my kids
love ginger. We do a spinach juice with green apples, zucchini, lemon, and ginger, and they love it. So it's just you have to introduce
that
it to them.
So
and they love to help chop up the
that
fruit.
That sounds really good.
It's a really good juice. We had that this morning for breakfast with oatmeal.
Yum. So do you do the apples raw? You have a juicer, do you just do it in
the blender? I have a juicer, and my kids love to throw the fruit and the vegetables in the juicer, so I do 2 cups of spinach, 2 green apples, 1 lemon, 1 or 2 of ginger, and then I use a zucchini or a cucumber, a whole one, just to water it down a little, because I find the spinach or the kale, if you're going to use kale, can be a little overpowering for kids, so the cucumber or zucchini acts like a water almost and waters down the flavor, and both of them just drink it up, and they're getting so many great minerals and vitamins and calcium from that drink every morning.
Absolutely. Kristen, that sounds fantastic. It was so much fun. Time just flew by having you. I can't wait to read about more of your adventures with your kids. And everybody, visit Kristen at mommyinsports.com. That's where you're going to find all her new endeavors and her new challenges with her family. Remember, you can always listen to our podcast on radiomd.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.